from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. The Medical Officer of Health for the Porcupine Health Unit, Dr. Leanne Catton, continues to strongly recommend that anyone 12 and older should be vaccinated against COVID-19.
Even more so in the future when we see the 5 to 11-year-olds approved, hopefully later this fall, as we expect to hear that Pfizer will likely be bringing it forward to Health Canada shortly.
Catton says the health unit will provide input for families to make a well-informed decision whether to have their young children vaccinated. We're still at 2,208 cases of COVID-19 in the region during the pandemic. For the fourth straight day, the Porcupine Health Unit has no new ones. It does, however, report one more case resolved, leaving the currently active number at 14. Progress on the connecting link construction on Algonquin Boulevard is more visible than ever as it gets close to being done. Curbs and sidewalks are in, paving begins near the bridge this week, and all the pipes are in the ground. City Public Works Manager Ken Kersell says the recent heavy rain was a bit of a complication, especially on the east end of the construction near Town Creek.
It's a bit of a complicated job getting all the infrastructure underneath the creek, but we're moving forward and we're hoping to have a good product by the end of the month.
That month, Kersell mentions, is October. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he will name his new cabinet next month. Trudeau told reporters today that he'll also bring Parliament back before the end of fall, adding that the federal vaccine mandate will be put in place as soon as possible. He says he's already asked Chrystia Freeland to continue as Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister, and she's agreed. The Liberals were elected last week to another minority government. Finally, this afternoon, Gabe Provo is the driving force behind the Hospital Hero Initiative for the Timmins and District Hospital Foundation. He patterned it after a similar program at the Ottawa Heart Institute. For a donation to the foundation, you can nominate your hero from among hospital staff. They'll be recognized with a pin for their lanyard or lab coat. The first recipients are ER and ICU manager Kim Bazinet and Dr. Yves Raymond. Provo says he started the program because the hospital has been there for him.
I would not be here today if it wouldn't be for this guy, that girl over there, for all of you being here.
Provo is an honorary life member of the Hospital Foundation. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.